You have one new message.
Don't get too excited when you see this voice message, okay? Yes, I've seen all of your voicemails and all of your text messages begging me to come back to you. I think both you and I know that that's never going to happen and was never an option. No, I just decided to call you because I was doing some thinking and, you know, I think I was actually way too nice to you. I mean, having to pretend to come to not bruise your fragile ego, and then having to finish myself off after you leave for work. And your cock? I mean, obviously I lied when I said it was the biggest I'd ever had, of course. Yours is, let's just be real, it's a laugh. I couldn't even feel it inside of me. And do I even need to get into how you could only last 5 minutes tops? It's pathetic. I think you know deep down that you're pathetic too. And honestly, my only regret is that I didn't tell you that to your face. You see, whenever we had sex, the only reason why I was able to sound a little believable is because I was thinking of someone else. Remember that friend that I had? The one that I told you that there's nothing to worry about, babe. I don't even like him like that. Now don't freak out. I never did anything with him while we were together. But God, I should have. You know, he was a real man. His presence alone gave me chills. I mean, he was tall, muscular, confident. Everything that you weren't, pretty much. And his cock. Oh, his fucking cock. He was huge. Oh, it was probably twice your size, to be honest. And he was so thick, too. You know, it barely fit inside the first time we fucked. But you see, that wasn't an issue. He was able to force his way in my pussy, molding it to his shape, marking his territory. Oh, he made me come on his cock more times than I can even count. I completely submitted to him. I mean, with a cock like that, how could I not, you know? So in short, you're a fucking loser who wasted my time, and my only regret is that I didn't fuck him in our bed while we were together. Oh, I think he's here now. Oh, hi, baby. How was work? Good, I'm glad to hear. Oh yeah, I called him like you told me to. Although, he didn't answer, so I'm leaving him a voice message now, actually. Is there something you want me to tell him? Oh, you're so mean. Well, if you're still listening. He wants me to tell you thank you. Thank you for being so pathetic, so useless. Such an utter waste of a man. That made me go back to him. I'll let you know. He says that you should be happy. Happy that he's able to satisfy me in ways that you never could. Now you should want this, right? You want the love of your life to be happy? To be satisfied by a real man with a real cock. I think just the thought of that is getting him excited. His fingernails are already pulsing like he's gonna come. Isn't this what you want, baby? I know you were disappointed that you couldn't satisfy me how I wanted to. I'll give you a deal, okay? Since I know you want me to be happy, I'll let you watch next time, okay? You're good. We might even let you be in the room while you stroke your pathetic little cock. I know you're probably stroking your cock as you listen to this back, aren't you? Deep down, you love it, don't you? You love being a cock, huh? I know you do, it's okay. Oh, you want him to come down my throat, huh? Let's make them come then, okay? Oh, boy, he's close. Oh, boy, your cock is so amazing. It's so much better than his. Give me your superior seed, please. Oh my god. Oh fuck. Thank you again for being so pathetic. This wouldn't be possible without you. Oh, no. Make sure to answer next time I call you, though. We'll have more fun. Bye.